Are you a fan of winter camping? You're in luck. Alberta's winters may be cold, but we make up for it with beautiful places to explore year-round. If you're looking for the perfect place to camp with an RV or trailer this winter, look no further. Below you'll learn about three gorgeous campgrounds that you should add to your winter camping must-stop list. Since you're brave enough to venture out in the winter, the least we can do is help you build your bucket list. Enjoy! Wapiti Campground. You will love this place if you're a fan of winter camping and gorgeous scenery. Wapiti Campground is a large campground located within Jasper National Park. The magnificent destination is located along the Athabasca River, and it is operational all year round. In the summer, there are 362 sites available, including tenting spots and RV spots. In the winter, there are 93 sports available with amenities like hot showers, electricity, and fire rings. While there aren't full-service campsites available in the winter, there are electrical hookups for RVs. If you're looking for the sites with the most in terms of services and amenities, for $43.75, you can get electricity and a fire pit. Campers are encouraged to call ahead for bookings. Riding on Stone Provincial Park Campground. Here we have another stunning campground that welcomes visitors in the winter. Located in the Mild River Valley, this historical hotspot is unique beyond belief. Nestled among the hoodoos and ancient pictographs, you won't soon forget this incredible place. Winter camping is available, with 61 sites up for grabs. The prices range from $23 to $31 per night, and electrical hookups and available for RVs. If you're interested in camping year-round in Alberta, this place can be on your list at any time of the year. Kinbrook Island Campground. You might be surprised to learn that this beautiful campground is open in the winter, too. Located lakeside in Kinbrook Island Provincial Park, this place is the essence of serenity. Each site is well shaded with beautiful trees and also quite private. The wetlands nearby are ideal for birdwatching, and there are endless trails to walk around and explore. If you decide to visit in the winter, you should be ready for a slightly less luxurious experience than you'd find in the summer. The showers and flush toilets aren't able past Thanksgiving weekend, and firewood may not be available, either. The outhouses are open, but the campground won't have water. You can book a site with electricity, so you're all set if you've got your own water. This story is brought to you by Great West Media Content Studio. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.